is a funny year. I'm finding that I listen as much as I read, or maybe even more. I wonder if you're doing the same thing. My name is Allie, and I'm a freelance medical writer with two teen boys in virtual school. So listening frees up my hands to multitask, lunches, and laundry. Now I'm a huge fan of podcasts and long-form interviews. Plus, all this distancing is actually making the human voice more appealing. Thank you for this chance to introduce myself with the perhaps super cringy Audible bio. I'm an epidemiologist and medical writer. It's funny, now people actually have some idea what that is. What an epidemiologist actually does is look at the distribution and determinants of disease in populations. For years, though, this was a conversation killer. Most people thought what I did had something to do with the skin, and then any vestigial interest died as soon as I breathed the word data. Vanity sometimes got the best of me. I wish that I was a lawyer or engineer. But then data science became sexy. Am I a data scientist? Not quite. The data scientist is highly skilled in multidisciplinary field that demands dexterity with data warehousing, mining, and predictive analytics. My education gives me access to many of these same statistical tools, data management and coding, but the epidemiologist must also be part social scientist, diplomat, and human factors engineer. We're often asked to identify both the risk factors for bad outcomes and promising strategies to help people stay healthy. Then we help communicate these strategies and finally evaluate whether or not they worked. I was inspired to follow this dual path of epi and writer after serving as lead author on an original research paper. Fresh out of grad school, I wrote my team's paper in a weekend. After it was published in a top-tier public health journal, my mentor recognized my talent and suggested that I could help others through the publication process. At the time, I had no idea that I was exceptionally fast and that all the hard work I put into conducting a good study and writing it up thoroughly helped us sail through the peer review process. After working for two great companies as a manager in both preventive health and in vaccine sales, I launched my very small, one-woman certified small business in biomedical communications in 2005. Today, I have a handful of loyal clients. These committed physicians and public health professionals live in Estonia, the Republic of Georgia, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, Japan, California, and New York. Through editing their research papers, I'm able to visit the front lines of public health around the world. I feel like I know them thanks to our correspondence, but I do hope to meet them in person someday. As an epidemiologist in the middle of a pandemic, I'm often asked what I think about lockdowns. As a writer, I have a deep appreciation for language, and I know I'll be wrestling with the public health response to the pandemic for months and years to come. But my boots on the ground perspective right now, having just moved back to the US, is derived from serving as a volunteer epidemiologist with a youth ice hockey organization. I've only been back in the US for 2 months, but I'm impressed with the public's desire for cooperation and support when two things are in place. One, a shared goal to keep the kids on the ice, and two, the decisions are made collaboratively. Public health is a high calling. To do our job well, we must think like scientists, anticipate policy pitfalls like human factors engineers, relate to our audience like social scientists, and try to stay humble. We must remember that Americans on both sides of the political aisle value personal agency. I think we can do better communicating what we are learning with the courtesy I saw in Japan and the direct language we value in the US. A renewed appreciation that self-determination is a shared core value might allow us to connect with each other better. We need to find a better way to motivate a nation of individualists to adopt new habits for the common good. Ultimately, this is simple and it's nothing new. It's not what we say, but how we say it. So that's a wrap. If you need a fast, creative, and fun person to make your writing project a winner, book me now. I look forward to meeting you.